Hello, this is Paula Kaufman with the Herald and Review, dated Thursday, November 21st, 2024. We'll start with an article on the front page headlined WSOY Community Food Drive, Filling a Need. Food drives return after a three-year hiatus helps fill Macon County pantries. By Danette Beckett, Decatur. Hunger doesn't know a color, gender, or zip code. And we need food, said Karen Wilson, director of the Interchurch Council of Blue Mound, Booty, Stonington, Macon, and Elwin Food Pantry. Since the villages don't have grocery stores, the food pantry has been important to many in the area. The Macon County Weekly Food Pantry depends on the help of others to help supply the food and other resources they give to their patrons. 3 years ago, the Interchurch Food Pantry was one of the recipients of the last WSOY Community Food Drive. They and other local food pantries are now breathing easier after the return of the food drive. This year, the Interchurch Food Bank, located at 100 East Lincoln Street, Blue Mound, received $20,250 from the food drive, held on October 4th in the Airport Plaza Kroger parking lot. The Interchurch Food Pantry began nearly 40 years ago. Supported by 10 churches in the five towns, the volunteers have to purchase the needed food that isn't donated. The food pantry is open to the public on Saturdays from 8 to 10:10 a.m. for last-minute shoppers. The number of people using their services varies each week. About 40, 50, sometimes 60, Wilson said. But I've packed 100 boxes for this Saturday because it's a holiday. With a plea out to the community, the WSOY Community Food Drive is 12 hours of collecting food and monetary donations. The goal is to provide 75% of the needed funds for each local food pantry. Each food pantry must apply for a grant. Organizers announced shortly after the end of the event that the community had come together to raise more than $700,000, providing Macon County's 18 pantries with the food they need for all of 2025. And we will be back next year, said Brian Byers, WSOY Food Drive co-founder. The food drive returned after a three-year hiatus, collecting non-perishable food items and monetary donations to help the local food pantries. The community effort had taken place for 20 years until organizers stepped away after the 2021 event. During that run, the annual event collected 24 million pounds of food. The last 2 years were monetary donations only, due in part to the pandemic. During the last year, the annual event raised more than $1.5 million in grant funding for nearly a dozen local pantries and food programs. The Howard G. Buffett Foundation donated $1 million, allowing the pantries enough money to meet their needs for 3 years while coming up with a way to develop other avenues of generating food donations on their own. We could see the need was there, said Kevin Breheny, about the need for another food drive, and the momentum was still there. Breheny credits one source for the food drive's return and success. It's the Decatur community, he said. When you combine time, talent, and treasure toward a worthy cause, phenomenal things will happen. According to organizers, which includes WSOY, United Way of Decatur and Mid-Illinois, Archer Daniels Midland Company, and Kroger, all of the donations are given to the local food pantries. Local schools are one of the groups who step up to provide donations. Sydney Guzin, 12, Josiah Walker, 11, and their sixth grade class at Our Lady of Lourdes Catholic School work together to collect food and donations. The class with the biggest contribution receives special incentives, such as an extra recess and a chance to represent the school at the awards program, which was held Tuesday. Our school won fifth place, Sydney said. The students said they have witnessed others in need. I've seen homeless people around here, Josiah said. The students accepted a $1,000 check for their fifth place accomplishment from the Food Drive Organizers Local Schools competition. According to the OLOL principal, Jenny Brummer, the funds will go back into the school's food drive contribution for next year. In the past, if we earned prize money, we used it to get our food drive going next year, she said. Although the community food drive has been an annual event for more than 20 years, this year was the first time the Water Street Mission applied for a grant. Director Brian Connerty decided the food drive could be a benefit to him and the Water Street Mission. We give food out every day, he said, so I'm just looking for more. Connerty has used resources from other food banks, but they're not giving out as much food as they have been in the past, he said. The Water Street Mission was given $10,000 to help provide food for the meals they prepare each day, as well as their food pantry. So that's not bad, Connerty said. I'm very happy with that. School winners. First place, tie, St. Teresa High School and St. Patrick's School, $5,000. Third place, Mount Zion High School, $2,000. Fourth place, Holy Family Catholic School, $1,500. Fifth place, Our Lady of Lourdes Catholic School, $1,000. Food drive recipients. Catholic Charities, $127,500. Good Samaritan Inn, $61,250. Northeast Community Fund Thanksgiving Basket Project, $127,500. Helping Hands Food Pantry, $6,375. Interchurch Council of Blue Mound, Booty, and Stonington, $20,250. Mount Zion Food Pantry, $6,750. Moroa Public Library Food Pantry, $1,500. Niantic Christian Church Food Pantry, $5,620. History of the Heartland for Veterans Assistance Commission Complimentary Meeting Food Supply Fund, $1,125. Salvation Army of Decatur and Macon County, $101,746. Northeast Community Fund Food Pantry, $112,500. Northeast Community Fund Mobile Pantry, $37,500. God's Shelter of Love, $7,500. Amelka, $24,863. Richland Community College Food Pantry, $4,800. Crossing Prescription Garden Program, $14,000. New Vision Food Pantry, $30,000. Water Street Mission, $10,000. Economy. Turkey, with all the price trimmings. Grocery stores vie for Thanksgiving business. By Anne D. Incencio, Associated Press, New York. With Thanksgiving only days away, Walmart, Target, Aldi, and other grocers are competing for a place on holiday tables with turkey dinner deals and other promotions to tempt Americans who haven't recovered from recent food price inflation. Walmart, the nation's largest food retailer, first bundled the makings of a traditional turkey feast into a meal deal 3 years ago. This year, the 29-item offer, which includes a frozen turkey and ingredients for side dishes, costs less than $55 and is intended to serve 8. That calculates to less than $7 per person. Target's version for 4 people costs $20, $5 less than the company's 2023 Thanksgiving meal, and includes a frozen turkey, stuffing mix, and canned green beans, and canned jellied cranberry sauce. Aldi's offers a frozen butterball turkey with gravy mix, as well as pumpkin ingredients for pumpkin pie and ingredients for side dishes like sweet potato casserole. The German-owned supermarket chain priced it for $47 and said that was less than it charged for the same items in 2019. Meijer, with more than 500 supercenters in the Midwest, jumped into the fray last week by offering a frozen turkey for 49 cents per pound or lower and a $37 Thanksgiving family meal for a group of 4 to 6. Comparing the respective menus to determine which represents the best value is difficult, since recommended serving sizes and contents vary. But the promotions, introduced earlier than ever, and at a time when many households remain put off by higher prices, underscore the importance of Thanksgiving to grocers, analysts said. While consumer perceptions of grocery prices is based on the cost of staples like eggs and milk, the Thanksgiving meal has become essentially a new benchmark. Jason Goldberg, Chief Commerce Strategy Officer at Publicis Group, a global marketing and communication company, said. It's the occasion for the second largest holiday meal for retailers behind the feasts that accompany the winter holidays. Compared with an average, Thanksgiving meal shopping delivered a $2.4 billion sales lift during the week before and after the holiday last year, market research firm Circana said. Shopping for Christmas, Hanukkah, and New Year's Day meals gave stores a $5.3 billion sales uplift compared with an average week, Circana said. Walmart launched its offer on October 14th, 2 weeks earlier than last year, and plans to make it available through December 24th. The two bundles the retailer offered last year contain different items, but Walmart said this year's selected products cost 3.5% less. Joan Driggs, a Circana vice president, expects shoppers to buy items on sale for half of what they need to prepare Thanksgiving dinner meal. That's double the amount from 2022, when retailers pulled back on promotions due to limited supplies left over from the coronavirus pandemic. Consumers still aren't seeing discounts as deep as the ones grocers trotted out in pre-pandemic 2019, Driggs said. To attract customers, retailers therefore are creating strategies like meal bundles, which may lessen the stress for shoppers since they show the cost per person, she said. Angel Rosario Sanchez, 24, a New Jersey resident who was at a Walmart store in Secaucus on Wednesday, said he planned to have Thanksgiving with his friends, but had not shopped for groceries yet. Seeing the big displays of Thanksgiving products in the store made him want to return to buy some. I always count on Walmart for deals, said Rosario Sanchez, who usually selects food from Walmart's lower-end Great Value brand. Inflation is too much, and it needs to go back to where it originally was. For the past 2 years, Walmart, Target, and others have seen price-conscious shoppers shift more of their purchases to store-label brands. In response, retailers have improved their selections or created new food lines brands. Walmart in April launched Better Goods, its biggest store-label food brand in 20 years in terms of the breadth of items, to appeal to younger customers who aren't loyal to national brands and want chef-inspired foods that are more affordably priced. But store brands aren't necessarily cheaper. Wells Fargo's Agri-Food Institute, a team of national industry advisors that provides economic insights and research, compared the costs of store brands and national name brands for a typical Thanksgiving dinner. The name brand versions of cranberry sauce were less expensive than the store brands the team inventoried, while the name brand pumpkin pies versus store brand versions were the same price. Robin Wenzel, the head of Wells Fargo Institute, thinks the makers of some familiar brands realize they overshot with some of their post-pandemic price increases and are retrenching. The Agri-Food Institute's 10-person Thanksgiving menu includes turkey, stuffing, salad, cranberries, dinner rolls, and pumpkin pie. Using all brand names would cost $90 this year, 0.5% less than last year. Preparing the same meal with store-branded food would cost $73, or 2.7% more than a year ago. That gives shoppers the option to mix and match, Wenzel said. The latest government snapshot on inflation showed grocery prices rose just 0.1% from September to October and are up just 1.1% over the past year. That's providing some relief to consumers after food costs surged roughly 23% over the past 3 years. For main Thanksgiving entrees and beverages, prices are easing. But given the increase in food prices in recent years, consumers may or may not feel it. A 15-item Thanksgiving meal costs an average of $65.51 this year, down nearly 3% from last year, but 42% higher overall than in 2019, market research firm Datassembly said. For example, a 12-ounce can of jellied cranberry sauce averaged $2.89, which is 1% lower than a year ago, but still 90% higher compared with 2019. A 10-pound frozen turkey averages $10.40 this year, a 19% decrease from 2023, but still 6% higher than in 2019, the data firm said. Prices for some Thanksgiving products are still going up. A 30-ounce box of pumpkin pie mix now costs an average of $5.56, up 6% compared with a year ago, and nearly 70% more than 5 years ago, according to Datassembly. Fatal shooting victim ID'd in home invasion by Danette Beckett, Decatur. Authorities have identified the man fatally shot during what the preliminary investigation indicates was an attempted home invasion. According to Macon County Coroner Michael E. Day, the deceased has been identified as Anthony P. Beckley, 35, of Decatur, who was fatally shot at approximately 7:35 p.m. Monday. Mr. Beckley was shot multiple times in an incident in a residence in the 2000 block of East Damon Avenue, Decatur, Day stated in a press release. An autopsy was conducted the day after the shooting. Day indicated the cause of death was multiple gunshot wounds, causing massive internal injury and severe internal bleeding, he stated. According to the initial investigation, officers arrived to find Beckley and 66-year-old woman inside the residence, both suffering from apparent gunshot wounds. The individuals were transported to Decatur Memorial Hospital, where Beckley later died from his injuries, Lieutenant Scott Rosenberry stated in a press release issued by the Decatur Police Department. The woman underwent treatment for injuries that were described as not being life-threatening. The preliminary investigation included witness statements and video surveillance footage. It revealed that the woman was at her residence when Beckley unlawfully entered and remained on the property. A family member of the woman arrived at the residence during the incident and encountered Beckley as he made his way into the occupied residence. The family member discharged a handgun multiple times, striking Beckley. The family member, a 48-year-old man, possesses a valid Illinois firearm owner's identification card and an active Illinois concealed carry license, Rosenberry said. Beckley was on parole from the Illinois Department of Corrections and had no known association with the residents. A check of Beckley's criminal record by the Herald and Review shows he was only released on parole November 7th from the Lawrence Correctional Center. He had been sentenced to 4 years in August of 2021 after pleading guilty in Champaign County Circuit Court to a charge of harassment and making threats to kill. The court document for his sentencing hearing states, the defendant hereby stipulates that a victim of this offense is a family or household member of his. And then on December 5th, 2021, Beckley was brought back to court from his prison cell to be sentenced again after pleading guilty to offenses of criminal trespass to a residence while people were present and harassment by phone involving lewd conduct and threats to kill. The defendant was sentenced to an additional 2.5 years in prison, and the sentence was ordered to run consecutively to his other prison term. Looking further back at Beckley's criminal record, he had been sentenced to 5 years in 2016 in Champaign County after being convicted of aggravated battery in a public place. And in 2012, he was given a 5-year sentence following his conviction for the aggravated battery of a pregnant victim. Decatur police detectives are continuing to investigate the latest incident. Staff writer Tony Reed contributed to this story. Macon County Courts. Gunman in fatal bedroom robbery gets 21 years in prison. By Tony Reed, Decatur. A gunman involved in the robbery and murder of a Decatur man lured to a woman's bedroom has been sentenced to a total of 21 years in prison. Carius R. Evans, 23, had been facing multiple alternate counts of murder in the February 6, 2023 shooting death of 30-year-old Cameron K. Taylor. The victim's bullet-riddled body, showing traces of having been bound with duct tape on the wrists and ankles, was discovered by police in the bedroom of a house in the 500 block of South 19th Street. Evans appeared Tuesday in Macon County Circuit Court for what was supposed to be the start of his murder trial, but he told presiding judge Thomas Griffith that he was now willing to take a plea deal negotiated by his defense attorney, Chidobert Wachukwu. The defendant then admitted a newly added charge of armed robbery. Griffith sentenced him to 6 years for that offense and added on an additional 15 years because a firearm was used in the crime. The murder charges, several additional armed robbery charges, and a further count of being a felon in possession of a gun were then dismissed by the judge. A sworn affidavit filed by the Decatur Police Department about the case said a co-defendant in the crime, Markia Curry Willis, had tempted Taylor to visit her after sending him provocative messages, according to police. She is quoted as telling police the plan all along was to rob the victim, and she had left the back door of her house open so Evans and a third defendant, Jarvis J. McClelland, could spring a trap once Taylor was with her. The male accomplices had surprised the victim while he was in Curry Willis's bedroom with her, but he fought back and was shot dead. While detectives spoke with Markia, she made numerous statements similar to, "It was only supposed to be a robbery, and it wasn't supposed to happen like that," the affidavit said. Curry Willis, 24, is free on bond and is pleading not guilty to murder and robbery charges. She is due back in court for a pretrial hearing December 5th. McClelland, 27, is also pleading not guilty to the same charges, but appears ready to do his own deal with prosecutors. His case is scheduled for a disposition hearing November 27th, and he remains in the custody of the Macon County Jail. Man denies child sexual abuse charges. By Tony Reed, Decatur. Dustin M. Blankenship is pleading not guilty to charges he uploaded 24 videos depicting the sexual abuse of children. A sworn affidavit filed by Illinois State Police investigators accused the Decatur man of posting online videos showing the rape and sexual abuse of girls under 13 and under the age of 8. Special Agent Chad Carlson said the 29-year-old defendant was caught after service providers ranging from X to Facebook and Instagram sent cyber tip alerts to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. All of the cyber tips reported a user of the services as uploading and disseminating child pornography files, said Carlson. The agent said he viewed the uploaded files and counted 24 examples of videos he flagged as child pornography. Carlson said the investigation began April 1st and Blankenship was arrested September 11th. He has since been charged with 6 Class X felony counts of child porn possession by the Office of the Macon County State's Attorney. Circuit Judge Lindsay Shelton ruled that Blankenship posed too much of a threat to public safety to be free and denied him pretrial release. The defendant is due back in court for a pretrial hearing December 5th. USPS stamp to celebrate Betty White in 25. By Dominic Janitti, The Telegraph, Alton, Illinois. Washington, D.C. Her star shined brightly across generations for decades, and now the U.S. Postal Service is honoring Betty White with a forever stamp. The TV and movie star of The Golden Girls, Hot in Cleveland, and The Proposal, just to name a few, will get a stamp in 2025, the USPS announced in a press release, to not only commemorate her Hollywood career, but also her advocacy for animals. Dale Stefanos created the digital illustration based on a 2010 photograph by Kwaku Alston. Greg Breeding, an art director for USPS, designed the stamp, the press release reads. White, who was married to Password game show host Alan Ludden, also had notable roles in The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Mama's Family, and Boston Legal. She also lent her voice to The Simpsons, Family Guy, King of the Hill, Toy Story 4, and SpongeBob SquarePants. White was born in the Chicago area, in Oak Park, Illinois, on January 17, 1922. Her mother was also from Chicago, and her father was born in Michigan. She died December 31, 2021, just a few weeks before her 100th birthday. Birthdays for November 21st. Actor Lawrence Luckinbill is 90. Actor Marlo Thomas is 87. Actor Julia Mills, Passions, is 83. Actor Goldie Hawn is 79. Director Andrew Davis, The Fugitive, is 78. Singer Livingston Taylor is 74. Actor-singer Lorna Luft is 73. Actor Cherry Jones, The Horse Whisperer, is 68. Bassist Brian Ritchie of Violin Femmes is 64. Contemporary Christian singer Stephen Curtis Chapman is 62. Actor Nicolette Sheridan is 61. Singer Bjork is 59. Singer Chauncey Hannibal of Blackstreet is 56. TV personality Rib Hillis, Extreme Makeover Home Edition, is 54. Rapper Pretty Lou of Lost Boys is 53. Football player turned TV host Michael Strahan, Good Morning America, is 53. Actor Marina Di Tavera, Roma, is 51. Country singer Kelsey Osbourne of She Daisy is 50. Jenna Malone, Hunger Games Films, is 40. Singer Carly Rae Jepsen is 39. Milliken Volleyball back in NCAA tournament for third straight season by Anderson Kimball. After falling in the CCIW tournament final in five sets, the postseason fate for Milliken Volleyball was in the air. After a 29-5 season with new head coach Whitney Nichols, the Big Blue did enough to get in the field and will play Cornell College in the first round on Thursday at Hope College in Holland, Michigan. Milliken was number 13 in the NCAA Division III Power Index rankings and will be in the tournament for the third straight season. Kaylee Itzenhoser leads Milliken with 406 kills, while Gracie Schaefer had a team-high 690 assists. We'll take a break now and return with the second half of the Herald and Review, dated Thursday, November 21st, 2024. Please stay tuned.